Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
For our study time on this program, I'd like to give an overview of the Bible. The Bible is the source of the Christian's faith. Those of us who believe in Jesus have come to believe in Him because the Bible has been our teacher and we have heard it preached. We have faith in Jesus because we have heard and we have believed the Bible. We believe it to be the Word of God. By sharing this message today, we'd like to look at our faith and how your faith is in tune with the Word. We are privileged to speak of our Lord Jesus Christ today, and may it bring a blessing to you. Apostle Paul wrote to remind the Christians in the city of Rome where their faith originated. He told them, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Earlier in that same letter, the apostle described the response these believers had had to the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Christ. He wrote, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Christian faith, was established by the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of the Bible. It contains many teachings. It has records of history dating back to the beginning of time. It also tells of future events that have not yet come to pass. But its primary purpose is not to be a history book nor a book of prophecy. The Bible is God's word that reveals the truth about our sinful nature and how God has provided salvation in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. So while we share these thoughts about the Bible, remember that it is God's message written to you and to me and to all men who walk on the face of the earth. The message is a message of love. It's also a message of grace and of hope. Scholars have researched the facts of the Bible. They have found through their findings in history that it reveals accurately the record of its time. The Bible's development and the preservation throughout history is well documented. No other writings have been so criticized or questioned by so many through the ages. No other collection of material has been the subject of as much persecution. Still, it remains in our modern world a great book of value. It blesses individuals who accept its teachings. Every society that adopts its truths for guidance in conduct and judgment are enriched with peace, freedom, and equality for all. The Bible is a collection of writings. It is more of a library itself. Over 1,600 years of time and about 40 different authors, the collection of inspired writings have been assembled. The Bible makes its own claim as to its origin. All Scripture is God-breathed. The Apostle Paul writes, encouraging us to diligently study its truths. The Apostle Peter wrote this about Scripture, and we have the word of the prophets made more sure, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. From the pen of the psalmist, we find great value being placed upon the Word. He loved it. He meditated upon it day and night. He found it in its resources for living the manner before God that pleases Him. It became a light to His path and a lamp to His pathway. And all who hear the psalmist are directed to hear the Word and let it influence their own lives. The Bible begins with the work of God and His identity as the Creator. As a result of God's work, mankind was fashioned and placed on earth to be God's glory. But mankind sinned, could no longer be representative of God's glory. And from that point on in the Bible, it unfolds God's plan to restore fallen, sinful man to his former place. The Old Covenant and the choosing of the Jewish people leads us to the message of the New Testament. Through the nation of Israel, God would work His plan of redemption. The New Testament records the true historical account of Jesus. He's born of the Virgin, ministered to others with miracles. He preaches to the people about the coming kingdom of God, and then ultimately, He's crucified because of the envy among Jewish religious leaders. But Jesus would not remain confined to a grave. Because He is God's Son, He was raised from the dead. He's risen and lives forever. Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. His message is one of forgiveness and grace. The Bible's message is to tell the lost world, condemned because of sin, that God has provided the redemption for lost sinners. The prophetic word says that Jesus is coming back to this earth and He will judge the world in righteousness, and every person will confess Jesus as Lord. He will pass judgment on the lives of every person, for all shall give an account of themselves to God. The righteous will be invited into the presence of God. The ungodly will be cast away. The Apostle Paul penned it well. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. And why? John tells us, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The Bible has a wonderful and beautiful message, and its message is for everyone. No race, no social barrier, no language, no culture hinders anyone from coming to him for the forgiveness of sins. Everyone is invited, and his blood was shed on Calvary for every sinner. Today we share our message of hope from the sacred writings. The Bible gives Christians the authority to tell the world and every generation that God is patient, and he wants all men everywhere to come to repentance. God wants everyone to live eternally with him. I hope that our brief overview of the Bible will stir your heart. I pray for those who may hear that need of the saving grace of God. May the doors of your heart be opened to hear the truth of the Bible and respond in faith and obedience to it. We know there will be multiple blessings that will come, not only in this life, but in the eternal life to come.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a great big wonderful
God. Great big wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a great big wonderful God. We've got a great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. A great big wonderful God.
A great big marvelous wonderful God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.